Last week's ruling by the Constitutional Court concerns the case of Juliana de Guy-Pierre, whose father migrated from Haiti to the Eastern Dominican Republic decades ago. Although the mother of four children was born in the Dominican Republic, she was stripped of her citizenship in 2008 on the grounds that her parents were undocumented. This means that she cannot get a certified copy of her birth certificate, which is required for working in the formal sector, marrying, getting health insurance, and applying for a passport. Adrian Edwards is spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
The tribunal's conclusion was that Ms. de Guy-Pierre, who's 29 years old and was officially registered as a Dominican citizen at birth, in fact did not meet the criteria for acquisition of Dominican nationality. And as such, once the legal process exhausted, should benefit instead from an eventual regularization plan for irregular migrants in the Dominican Republic.
Adrian Edwards says this ruling is against acceptable international human rights standards.
The ruling, in our view, runs contrary to the positions and recommendations of the UN system in the Dominican Republic, UNHCR, the UN Human Rights Council, the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights and Civil Society Groups. It also is at odds with a 2005 judgment of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights concerning the Dominican Republic.
It is estimated that there are 210,000 people of Haitian descent and 34,000 who are born of other nationalities in the Dominican Republic. These people had all along been considered Dominican citizens until the situation changed 3 years ago, according to Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva.
Until 2010, the Dominican Republic had followed the principle of automatically bestowing citizenship to anyone born on its soil. But in 2010, a new constitution stated that citizenship would be granted only to those born on Dominican soil, to at least one parent of Dominican blood, or whose foreign parents are legal residents. The decision, which cannot be appealed, gives the Central Electoral Board 1 year to elaborate a list of people to be excluded from citizenship, and it outlines a number of steps leading to the elaboration of a regularization plan for undocumented migrants.
The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is concerned about the impact of this decision on people of Haitian descent in the Dominican Republic, says Ravina Shamdasani.
The decision could have disastrous implications for people of Haitian descent in the Dominican Republic, leaving them in a state of constitutional limbo, and potentially leaving tens of thousands of them stateless and without access to basic services for which identity documents are required.
The UN Human Rights Office is urging the Dominican government to take all necessary measures to ensure that Dominican citizens of Haitian origin are not deprived of their right to nationality in accordance with the country's international human rights obligations. Derek Mbata, United Nations.